Hi there. The word for you today is, before you can move ahead. Joshua 1 verse 2 we read, arise, go to the land which I am giving you. Now, Joshua had already tasted the joys of the promised land. Remember, he had been there. Now he's got to go back and wait until Moses died and every doubter in Israel was buried. I want you to observe two things. Two lessons here. Number one, some of your old ways must die before you can enter into what God has for you. Moses represented the old system, and with all due respect, it was good for them, but not now. You see, when you align yourself with what was instead of what is, you're not ready. There are still too many folks you need to impress. You're so bound by certain philosophies that when God says it's time to move, you have to consult somebody else. When God told Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, there was only one correct response, wasn't there? Yes, Lord. Hey, you must honor the past, but not get stuck in it. You must stand on the truth, but seek God for fresh instructions and insights if you're going to reach your destiny. And number two, your doubts, just like all those doubters, must be buried. Only 2 out of 12 spies actually made it into the promised land. Why? Because they believed God would give it to them. They never doubted. The other 10 saw giants, caved into unbelief, died and were buried in the wilderness. So what's the point here? Simply this, every doubt that's holding you back has got to die and be buried too. And that includes the voice of your low self-esteem, your childhood fears, your anxieties, yes, and your critics. Gather them up, put them in a box, bury it. Climb up and stand on top of it and say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Okay? Before you can move ahead into what God has prepared for you, you must understand and live by these two principles. Okay?